Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it is time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our All-State Showcase studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. Tonight, we strip down the soul sounds of The Right Now. The Right Now are one of Chicago's best and biggest soul bands. They've played all over Chicago. They've opened up for some great bands, Fits in the Tantrums, George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic. Their latest album, Starlight, was released last week. They're going to start a nationwide tour in March, and they're going to be at the Hideout on April 14th. In studio with us tonight, Stephanie Perez, Brendan O'Connell, Greg Nurgard, and Lucas Gillen, and they are stripped down, a little acoustic for The Right Now. Here is the track, Too Late. Take it away, guys.
I've been home. Just a couple things I should say when we're alone. You have the nerve to come up to me, tell me how good I look, ask if I'm free. What can I say? Look in my face. You had your chance. I did my best, but now it's too late, too late. Honey, I can't wait, can't wait. But now it's too late, too late. Honey, huh?
they go, the Right Nows, Stripped Down Acoustic here in studio. Their latest album, Starlight, is out right now. It just came out last week. They're going to be playing at the Hideout in April, April 14th. Stephanie Perez, Brendan O'Connell, Greg Neergaard, and Lucas Gillen in studio. Caleb Mitchell, Jim Schramm, and Chris Carsali not here right now because that's the idea of it being stripped down. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get some more live music here at Studio 435, and we'll talk with members of the band. Stay with us. Welcome back here to Studio 435 on the download. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with us tonight, the Right Now, soul pop band here in Chicago. They played all over town. They have a brand new record out. It was just out last week, Starlight. We just heard one of the singles off that record, Too Late. They're going to be going on tour coming up here, and then they're ending their tour pretty much at the Hideout, April 14th. Stephanie Perez, Brendan O'Connell, Greg Neergaard, and Lucas Gillen in studio tonight. Hey, guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks
hey.
For having
hey.
Us.
And a shout-out to your band members that aren't here. They didn't get
yeah.
the invite.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the music, the new record. I mean, this is a process for you guys. I mean, this is not something that, you know, you sort of, you know, did it in 2 months and turned it around. We were talking beforehand.
Different humans don't work that way. Yeah.
Talk about the process of putting together Starlight.
I mean, we basically made this record 3 times. No, seriously. We started working with this great producer in Chicago, Neil Strauch, who's worked with Iron and Wine and Andrew Bird. Worked with him in the studio. You know, it didn't... I think we were happy with the product, but we didn't feel like it was pushing us far enough from where we'd come from. Then we made it ourselves sort of at our rehearsal, in our rehearsal space. And then we ended up making it a third time with, our producer Vijay Telesnayak here in Chicago. So,
well, I mean, that's so interesting. People who are not musicians, I mean, there's something to capture the sound that you guys are going for and that you have on stage. I mean, it's electric. I mean, it grabs people's attention. It's hot sound. And to try and capture that in studio, it can go a lot of different ways. I mean, there's a lot of different interpretations to it. A lot of producers saying, let's go do this, let's do that. What did you want to get out of the music that you weren't getting from the first try at the album?
I think we were just looking for that perfect vehicle to present Stephanie, our smoking gun or something. I don't know. What are you, Steph? Our secret weapon.
It's not a secret at all. She's right on the cover of the record.
I guess we've got
Rodman, Pippen, Kukoc, and Jordan, right?
Jordan, right.
Yeah, and I think that we were sort of pussyfooting around before and not, you know, putting Michael Jordan on the cover and being like, hey, world, this is what we have to display. We just, I think, both in terms of the songcraft and the production, weren't exactly finding the right mesh for Stephanie and what she has to say and the way she says it. So
let's say, Stephanie, let me bring you in here. I'm interested in that. I mean, is that something that you relish, the idea of being sort of the front person who's on the cover, and it's your voice, your sound, and the band is sort of supporting your voice?
It was definitely, I think, over the years with being the guy, is a transition to kind of take that lead on. They've always been super supportive in that. I feel like it's time. I'm excited about what Brendan had to write this last record, and that was his focus for me, just because there was a lot of growth that I feel like I've done over the years with the guys, but it felt good to kind of feel a little bit more comfortable in this genre.
Well, yeah. I mean, the genre, let's talk about the genre. I mean, it's soul music, and you guys come from a long line of contemporary bands in Chicago that are doing great work with the genre of soul. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit of soul pop in the way that we're seeing that sort of permeate at the top 40 kind of level. We see that with Adele and other groups like that. Yeah. But talk about the experience of being a soul band in Chicago, because, you know, you guys are doing a soul pop thing, but soul music, I mean, there's an argument to be made that soul music was created in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think anytime you come from a city where, you know, Curtis Mayfield and Chaka Khan and Sam Cooke, and, you know, I mean, the litany of soul artists is amazing in Chicago. And we were, I think, talk about this a lot too. The gospel scene here, even currently, is ridiculous. And a lot of those guys will go on and be playing in like some of the biggest bands in the world. So I think, I don't know, Lucas, what do you have to say about the soul scene in Chicago? Let me bring you in here, buddy.
I don't know. Personally, I'm more involved in the jazz scene, but there's a lot of cross-pollination between soul music, gospel people playing like live band hip hop, soul, and it's just kind of everywhere. If you're a professional musician and you actually can play your instrument, you're probably going to be involved in it in 2017.
Do you find yourself as a drummer? Do you find yourself with more roots in jazz music here in Chicago?
I'm not like a scholar of, you know, what roots are deeper, but I couldn't say that. But for me personally, that's where my roots are at. But it's just interesting that even being like involved in that scene, everybody still is affected by the soul music and funk and gospel. It's just like it's all related, and it's just such a strong presence here.
Do you, as a band, do you work together to be inspired by the history that the city gives you when you talk about artists like Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions, and you think about all of the, and even the jazz scene here as well? Mm-hmm. Does the history at all inform the music that you guys are trying to create?
Oh yeah. I mean, I think that the sort of epicenter for us was Herb Kent, who just passed away last year, 2016.
Yeah. Cool gent, right?
Yeah, the cool gent. I mean, his sets on, V103 on the weekends would be sort of like a rallying point for us as we're rolling back from St. Louis or Columbus, Ohio, or, you know, Nashville or whatever. As soon as we hit within the city limits and see that skyline from the south side and Herb is spinning, you know, something, you know, a gospel quartet record or, something from Quincy Jones and, Patty Austin or something.
It's amazing.
It was amazing. It was ridiculous that was a thing.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steppers grooves. So, yeah, I mean, I think that was such a launching pad as inspiration for us, because you hear those grooves, you know, or those bass lines or those vocal parts, and you're like, oh, those, we need to incorporate stuff like that.
There's something in the water here when it comes to soul music. I think about not only the bands, because there's a lot of bands that have, you know, played soul music and played sort of a rhythm and blues kind of music across the city, any side of the city, right? West side, south side, north side. Mm-hmm. How does it received? Is the music universal in the way that you go to Columbus, Ohio, or you go on tour to somewhere else? And can you feel the same sort of energy that Chicago has when it pertains to soul music?
Greg?
I don't know if I'd agree with that 100%, but I'll tell you this. There are huge soul music fans all over the world, all over the country, everywhere we've been. I think one of the great things about the Right Now, and especially this new record, is that we still have those roots, but we've also sort of embraced pop, you know, with a lot of the songs on this record. And it's really great for us to be doing that too, because I think that'll help us reach more ears.
What does that mean? What does it mean to embrace pop music? If you're a soul band and you've been playing in Chicago and you decide on a new direction for the band and you say, we're going to embrace pop music, what does that mean? Does that mean more hooks? Does that mean more?
Yes.
Hooks for days.
Hooks. I think that was our motto. We wanted to get t-shirts.
You just want to get a catchy something that's going to bring people in.
Yeah. I think it's sort of, you know, you can say what you will about Top 40 these days, but something they have done right is like every, you know, verse from 2016 is like a really good chorus from 1983 or something like that. I mean, every piece of a song is kind of supposed to be ridiculously good, you know,
and memorable, and I
think something that if you're at the show, you could be outside of the club and you could hear it and be like, I know what that song is. Mm-hmm. I feel that melody. I feel that groove. Like, it's just so
I can
clear.
Go home humming it. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Where I think, you know, the soul tradition, you know, which has a lot of like jazz and blues in it, can have like, all right, we're just going to, you know, like a Curtis Mayfield song, like it's just going to be this like chill instrumental thing for, you know, 7 minutes, which is fine. You know, that has its place too. And it's funny, cause I think we're kind of maybe incorporating a little bit of that back, you know, in terms of a live show. But yeah, for the record, we just want it to be, you know, heavy hitting all the time.
The Right Now in studio, stripped down, Stephanie Perez, Brendan O'Connell, Greg Neergaard, and Lucas Gillen, the full band. I have the other guys here as well. Caleb, Jim, and Chris also here. What are we going to hear? Let's hear one before the break.
We're going to do a Postcard, which hopefully you'll be singing after we're done. This is the pop hook for you.
The pop hook.
We're gonna give you a little test after.
All right. The right now in Studio 435 live here in Michigan Avenue, in our weekly showcase. The right now are going to be going on tour. They're going to be playing The Hideout coming up on April 14th, supporting their new record, which was just released last week, called Starlight. Here is the track Postcard. You guys about ready? Let's do it.
It's a shame that I can't sleep, can't dream of you at night. No relief when the day comes, can't stand seeing the light. You've been away for so long, gonna lose my hold on you. The way we left it all, I don't think I can make it through without you. Don't think I can make it through without you. Try to leave in the morning, get out of this house, take a walk in the neighborhood, think about what happened to us. You've been my life for so long, gonna lose my hold on you. The way we left it all, I don't think I can make it through without you. I don't think I can make it through without you. You don't need to write me a letter, you don't need to sing me a song, you don't have to stand out in the rain all night long. I just need a sign that you feel it. Gotta show me you're still there. Just send me a postcard. One of those days, the clouds won't go away. Are you looking at the same sky? Is the sun shining on your face? You've been my life for so long, I'm empty without you now. I've tried my best, but I don't think I can make it through without you. You don't need to write me a letter, you don't need to sing me a song, you don't have to stand out in the rain all night long. I just need a sign that you feel it. Gotta show me you're still there. Just send me a postcard, baby, and I'll know you'll still care. Show me you're still there. Just send me a postcard, baby, and I'll know you still care. We're down to nothing. No. Ooh, this love is crumbling. I know that we can make
don't need to write me a letter. You don't need to sing me a song. You don't have to stand out in the rain all night long. I just need a sign that you feel it. Gotta show me you're still there. Just send me a postcard, baby. Postcard, baby.
Yeah! Woo! All right, the Right Now in Studio 435 tonight. The album is Starlight. Postcard was a track we just heard. Stephanie, Brennan, Greg Lucas, we'll get back to you guys right after the break here. You're listening to The Download on 720 WGN. All right, thanks, Rob. The Download here, 720 WGN. It's time for Studio 435, continuing our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio. Beautiful Michigan Avenue right here, Mag Mile, right next to Pioneer Court where they're building the new Apple Store. I don't know if you guys had a chance to take a look at that. A lot of construction going on. It's
beautiful.
It's a city that works.
Beautiful cranes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Anyway, tonight in studio, the Chicago band, The Right Now. The Right Now are one of the best soul bands Chicago has to offer. They're playing all over Chicago. They play all the time and open for some great bands like Fits and Tantrums, Parliament, Funkadelic, George Clinton. Their latest album is out right now, Starlight. It was released last week. They're about to go on tour, and they'll pretty much wrap up that tour at the Hideout on April 14th. Stephanie Perez, Brendan O'Connell, Greg Nurgard, and Lucas Gillen in studio tonight. So, you know, we were talking before the songs about hooks. Is that the goal for you? What's the goal? Is the goal for you guys to create pop music to cross over into radio play? Like, or because, I mean, that's when you think of top 40 and the idea of playing more pop music. Is the goal to go after a record industry and a major label type stuff and try to get under some sort of radio play situation?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think
Does that even exist anymore?
No, I think it definitely does. You know, like we have friends that are, you know, songwriters in Nashville and or, you know, people out in LA that are sort of pursuing that. But it's a totally different beast.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're all way too old for it, probably.
And we don't necessarily love, like, modern top 40 music. So no. I think that what you're getting at is, like, are we trying to be the next, you know, be our own Max Martin or Dr. Luke or whatever? And I don't think that is the goal. But, Brendan, you're the songwriter. What is your goal?
I think, though, that we all have a really deep respect for a really well-written, a great song.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, whatever context, whether it's in a pop top 40 context or whether it's on a great old soul record or wherever it is, like, that's something that that's one of the reasons we're all in this band together.
Yeah. So I think I think the goal is to continue to chase, you know, that great music. If it ends up on, you know, college radio, that's great. If it ends up on, you know, the top 40, then that would be great as well. But yeah,
you know, for sure, a lot of Chicago bands that come through, you know, they'll talk about their experience and they'll talk about, you know, this being a passion play or, you know, a career in the making, but they have to support themselves with other work, things like that. For you guys, I mean, when you talk about the idea of creating songs with hooks, what's next? Where in the industry you guys fit in? Do you find yourself thinking about a life in music, a life in professional music, where you're doing things like you were talking about, like being a songwriter in Nashville? Or, I mean, there's very little opportunity for artists and musicians to break into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But is that, I mean, at the end of the day, do you think about your lives as musicians and this being the sole thing that you do?
I mean,
go ahead.
I do. I mean, that's what I want. And I mean, we all do different things. A lot of us teach music lessons, or Chris, the guitarist, works at Old Town School of Folk Music. You know, Greg is in a nonprofit. Stephanie's in the medical industry. We all have our other things, but we all have this, you know, pipe dream of music being the main thing. And I think most of us have thrown our eggs in this basket, which is a good collective feeling to have. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's hard. It's like finding a group of talented people who are you know, available and willing to like throw their eggs in your original like band's basket is
absolutely
really really hard.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that, I think what I find with artists and a lot of artists that come in is it's I mean, obviously talent's a big part of it. And chemistry is the other part. But if you're going to add a third piece to the pie, it's commitment.
It's sacrifice.
Yeah, and exactly. it comes down to this discipline, this idea that, you know, yes, it's. I mean, there are a lot of talented artists and musicians in Chicago, but there's also, you know, a lot of them that are going to bounce around that aren't going to take it that seriously. That it's hard to find, especially a band that's going to have the musicianship that you guys have, having seven deep in the band. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of rehearsal time. There's a lot of commitments. Mm-hmm. Talk about how hard it is to keep a band together like that for that at the size.
I mean, it took 5 years from our last record to really kind of nail it down and all of us together collectively say, okay, we're going to go at this another time. So, I mean, we need a fearless leader like this man right here to kind of keep us all in line and together and keep schedules. He says his main job is to just annoy me all the time and make sure I get things done.
There's a lot of emails.
He does. There's a lot of emails. There's a lot of doodle polls on what are you doing for the rest of your life.
good. I like that.
Yeah, we have to block out rehearsal, you know,
four months in advance.
Time.
And
really?
Yeah. Yes. And we all say this. I think every band needs a Brendan. We do. And I truly believe that. I've known him for 9 years now, going on 10. And, I mean, he does. He keeps us kind of together with all he does.
It is hard, because not to toot our horns, but we're good musicians. You know, we all are professional working musicians. And when you're a professional working musician, there are other opportunities other than playing with your seven-piece soul band. Right. And so there's a constant tug of war between devoting your time to the right now and then saying yes to other opportunities that come up that would conflict with it. So it's really just this thing where we all have to do our own internal math of like how much am I willing to, you know, take one for the team, or how much am I willing to not
or other opportunities in different genres and
other opportunities to make more money. You know, so that's certainly something that happens, but you know, all seven of us are in it, and it's actually, I always tell people when I say like, yeah, I'm in this band, like it's actually a legal partnership. We're not just in a band.
We're
like we're like the IRS knows.
We're in a band. IRS knows.
It's legit. So you know you can't escape easily. So just because you know some other better paying gigs came up. So, but yeah, certainly a big commitment. And I think it took a while to just find the exact right group of folks who were willing to do it and make it happen. And, you know, and we have to have those hard conversations sometimes, like, hey guys, for these tours and these dates, like, please make it happen and do what you
Band
have to
meeting.
Do. Like, for instance, I'm actually missing my first week of my last quarter at DePaul. I'm getting my master's at DePaul, and I'm missing the entire first week of my last quarter to go on tour.
I love it.
That's right.
That's it. All right. I'll ask one more question, then we'll take a break and we'll get the last song tonight. Yeah. As professional musicians, all four of you, what do you do to make sure you grow? You know, as musicians, and you work together as a band, but you also do things on outside. What is it that helps you grow or makes you grow as artists?
Great question. I think one of the things that I do is to say yes to some of those opportunities that Lucas talked about that are just a little bit outside of my comfort zone. In fact, you know, years ago when I said yes to Brendan and Chris about, you know, coming in and playing bass with her right now, that was actually something that was a little out of my comfort zone. I was playing like a lot of like world music, playing in a flamenco band, and I still do those things. So it's basically saying yes to something that's just, you know, not what you've been doing for the past 2 years, you know, not just like the gig that you took last week, but trying to, so that's what I think I do to keep it fresh.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's incorporating, at least as a songwriter, just life, you know, into these songs and these experiences. That's the thing I really love about this record. We're not just, I think we focused a lot on relationships before. And then the second record was a little bit about, you know, just fictional things that Stephanie and I would make up for fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is like the third record's more like what's going on in our world. What's
learn
going
to tell
on?
Your
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's more serious, but hopefully more hooky.
More hooky. Back to the hooky.
Lucas, you want to take a shot at this one?
I think, well, one thing I'm doing to grow is getting my master's at DePaul in music. So,
not anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to get kicked out.
Message
though.
From your teacher is like, you're out. Yeah,
So I'm always trying to grow from that side of like actual study and learning more about the music. And I try to listen to a wide variety of music. I practice music. I go out there on the scene and go to jam sessions and try to meet new people and interact with different people. And I also write music myself. I write jazz music and I write songs too, even though I'm just a drummer. So I'm always trying to get at different things.
And Stephanie,
I would have to say a little bit of both what Lucas and Greg said, getting out on the scene, seeing live music. Also, yeah, getting out of your comfort zone. I a couple years ago joined a gospel choir to kind of help push me out. And I just wanted to do a little bit more just, you know, learning and growing as far as improv-ing goes, and gospel was the way to go, and met some really cool people and made really great connections. So I'd say a little bit of both. Yeah.
Stephanie Perez, Brendan O'Connell, Greg Neergaard, and Lucas Gillen in studio. They are the Right Now. Their album is out right now. It's called Starlight. They're going to be playing at the Hideout on April 14th. We'll take a quick break and we'll get our last track here in Studio 435. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here at Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer tonight. The stripped-down soul sounds of the Right Now. Stephanie Perez, Brendan O'Connell, Greg Neergaard, and Lucas Gillen are in studio. Caleb Mitchell, Jim Schramm, and Chris Corsale. Is Corsale or Corsale?
Corsale.
There we go. On guitar. They're not here, but they are part of the band. The band that put out the album Starlight, which was just released last night. You can find it everywhere. And also, they are going to be at the Hideout wrapping up their tour on April 14th. Let's hear the last song tonight here in Studio 435. This is from the new record. This is called Love You Better, The Right Now. Take it away, guys.
Take us away.
Yeah! Woo! In studio! Unplugged! The Right Now, Chicago's great soul band, Stephanie Perez, Brendan O'Connell, Greg Nergard, and Lucas Gillen on the drums. That was the track Love You Better off the new album Starlight, which is getting great reviews. They are going on tour. They're going to be at the Hideout on April 14th. I can't thank you guys enough for coming in studio. We appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
All right. There you go. That's a good band.